Oops, I heard somebody background. We also, I will announce one more time for Joyce and her group out of Michigan. I think a week from yesterday, or no, Saturday. So this coming Saturday, they have a huge training going on in Michigan. So if you want to participate in that, you want to get a hold of Michael or Joyce or Don McCormick. They're all going to be there giving, I know it's going to be an awesome Saturday, awesome day for all the people that choose to attend that. Great.
The details are on events.manatech.com.
Thank you, Michael. Events.manatech.com. You can get all the details and show up. You know, it's the people that show up that really make this work. Showing up is a big piece of the puzzle. All right, so let's get in. 9 pillars to success. Lid, you want to kick me off with? Oh, she already kicked me off. She's already got me recording. Wow. Okay, 9 pillars of success. I said earlier this really came out of a strategy roadmap program that Eric Worre has put together, and I like his stuff, so I enjoy reading it. I add a lot of my own things to it because I think sometimes he kind of stays a little bit surface for me. But he has all these are great concepts, and I want you to listen to this call today with a concept, with the outline, and just really highlight where you think you need the most work. And maybe even talk to somebody who knows you very well to confirm that, because, you know, it's hard how do I work on 9 things at the same time? That's hard. But you want to pick on things that you really need to work on. You really need to focus on and get a grip on it, because it's what's holding you back from being the best you can be in going out there and sharing Manatech with the world. So let's talk about those individual 9 things. He says, number 1, decide. And this is huge. You know, without decision, you're like a blade of grass with the wind blowing, and you never know which way you're going to do. And we know we can look at these kind of concepts from a biblical perspective. Without vision, people will perish. And I mean, people, we need to stand up and say, 2019 is going to be my best year yet. My best year yet. Now, some of us go, well, Mary Jo, but, you know, when I first got started, I jumped and I climbed to presidential in 2 years, and I go, okay, so maybe it's not your best. Okay, your second. But make it your best year you've had in the last 5 years, something like that. And really take it on and say, you know, if I built this before, I can build it again. For some of you that have been around for a long time, for those of you who are brand spanking new in this company, oh, my gosh, what an awesome. First, congrats for being new and taking this on. But number 2, make the decision of where you want to be. By the end of the year, are you going to be like a gold executive or a silver executive? What is it? Plant your stake in the ground. Choose it. Some people go, Mary Jo, I'm going to be presidential. And today it's easier to get there than it was when I started because it's only 40,000 of volume instead of 60. But can you make presidential 1 year? Absolutely. But you better get kicking. I mean, you got to really kick. You got to really put in place. But first things first, and you might talk to some of your upline or people and talk about how much time you're willing to dedicate so they can give you a more realistic approach to it. But the reality is we decide. If you make the decision, right, that puts all that energy in the universe behind you. But you got to make the decision. Just like when I say, I'm going to Costa Rica, that puts all the energy in the universe behind me to get me to Costa Rica. And that's a powerful thing because it causes me to make different, you know, decisions on a daily basis around where I'm spending my time. What am I doing with my time and my energy and my effort? Because I committed to being in Costa Rica. So I'm going to operate differently. I'm going to be doing a lot more prospecting than I would have done if I wouldn't have made the commitment. That's why making a decision to be in Costa Rica is a huge one for people. That's why companies put out incentives for people because they realize they're going to work at a different level to win an incentive than they may if they didn't have an incentive to work for. So make 2019 the best year of your life. And we have to get rid of procrastination and saying, well, after I get this done or after I sign go or after. We love to have all these excuses and reasons why not. Get rid of them. Get rid of them. Notwithstanding this, I'm going to be in Costa Rica. And notwithstanding this, I'm going to be presidential director by December 31st. It doesn't matter. There's no roadblock except the ones you put in your own way. So, and it's, you know, some people go, well, I don't know enough yet. No need to be perfect. Remember, in our trainings, we talk about the 4 core, and I tell everybody, you know, look at where are you in those 4 core principles? Where are you? And if you can't give yourself an A-plus in each of those 4 categories, then pick that one and work on it. But that you might give that, like, a half hour a day or 2 hours a week to really be the best you can be. But it's not stopping you from going out and talking to everyone you meet. So, you know, go out and share. Go out and meet people. Build your list. Contact people. Invite them to look at materials. At the same time, you can be improving your skill set. So you don't have to be perfect. You just got to take action. You got to move your feet. Taking action is better than no action. Yeah, you'll perfect your way on your way. And that's one of the great things about network marketing, because you can go out there and build a business without being perfect. I see a lot of people, I started building my business. I was really bad. My first 6 months, I was terrible. I would tell people their brain wasn't functioning if they couldn't see that they needed this. That what didn't help sell them or move them forward. So I was coming all from logic and brain function. And then I went to a training, and that totally converted my path. I learned what it was all about, right? And I read a great book, right? And so you read a couple of great books about network marketing, and you educate yourself on it, and become, that's what increases your knowledge and allows you to be the best. Say yes to your dreams. Tell the world to hold you accountable. Because the power of deciding is that it's kind of like I put in the outline, burning the bridge. A lot of you know the story about in 1519, I believe it was, Captain Cortez landed in Veracruz to overtake the land of we now know as Mexico, right? And his guys were scared, they were nervous, they'd never been there before, blah, blah, blah. They didn't know what they were going to come up against. They had all the reasons why not, all the reasons why thinking they were going to fall back. So after everybody got off the ships, he ordered his senior guys to go back there and burn the ships. So maybe some of us have to look at, what is it in my life that I'm relying on? I need to burn that ship. So make a list today, perhaps. Some of you need that. What ships, in quotes, do I need to burn? Because they're the things that are distracting me, and they're taking my attention away, and they're making me, what, not believe I can do it. What ships do I need to burn in my life so I can truly be stand strong in my decision to be a presidential director by such and such a date, or to, you know, grow this business and be honoring and respectful, right? And then you abandon the old way of life, burn the ships, move forward, list your action steps. And as Eric Worre says, once you make a decision, it's pretty easy. But until you make a decision, it remains hard. So some people would say, well, this is hard. I say, you haven't decided to do it yet. Because once you decide to do it, it becomes joyful as well, which is part I love about it. So determine where we want to spend our time and energy. Once we do, what happens? We should do it with all of our heart, mind, and strength and cut off all other options. So that's your question on one. Have you burned your ships? Number two, commit to the skills. We talk about the four core all the time, and I always tell people, I say, you know, that doesn't stop you from starting. It just gives you a focus and a concentration to be the best you can be in the four core skills. If you get that down, this business is a breeze. If you don't get that down, you're going to find yourself struggling and struggling and struggling. So you really want to spend the time and energy on a daily basis, weekly basis, monthly basis, work with your upline. Make sure you get your four core skills down. It's just really important. And again, it doesn't stop you from getting started. It just is a goal that you set that you want to be able to look at that and give yourself an A+ in each of those four categories, right? And as Tony Robbins put it, it's in the moment of your decision that your destiny is shaped. You know, that's important, too, in terms of making those decisions. It'll determine where you go. I either win or learn, I never lose. Adopt this thinking. I either win or learn, I never lose. Why is that important? Some will, some won't. So what next? So every single person you get in contact with, some are going to be naysayers. I mean, there are a lot of negative people. How does Mary Jo deal with that? Sometimes people go, well, Mary Jo, how do you deal with it when you get a no? I go, I kind of pray for the person because, you know, I see their negative heart, and I realize what a huge difference this could make just in their disposition. But, you know, I'd have to put them through 6 months of self-development work and all the kind of energy and effort around that. And absolutely, if they saw it and they wanted to sign up, I love doing that and helping people grow in their persona and getting rid of their limiting beliefs. But some people are so stuck, they almost are ugly to you. And I just, you know, it's sad to me. But the reality is, am I going to, you know, want that person in my organization necessarily to create poison or create, you know, disruption in a ginning machine? Probably not. So there's a lot of reasons why people don't belong in your organization. So a lot of times when you get a no, don't look at it like you did something wrong. There's a reason why that didn't happen. Now, you can always improve yourself, but the idea is commit to the skills and then be able to handle that kind of the responses you get. So skills necessary, find people to talk to. You got to go out and build your contact list. Your communication skills are crucial. I think that's the most important. If somebody says, Mary Jo, what's the most important skill in network marketing? I'd say being a great listener. It's the most important skill. Learning how to listen to somebody else. Not make you right and them wrong every time you do it, because that's how we are raised and how to listen. No one's really taught good listening skills unless you go into counseling, so you have to learn it somewhere else. But the idea is that everybody has a different life than you've had. You can't live 1,000 other people's lives. You only live yours. And what makes you believe what you have in your heart and what you have in your mind is your own experiences. So in order to really, you know, how can you say you're right and they're wrong? You need to listen to other people and just absorb, understand where they're coming from. Then you can make an assessment. But if you just make them wrong by what they say because it doesn't necessarily agree with you, you're in trouble. You're going to cut people off in your life and never have relationship. So improve your communication skills. That's number one. How to present effectively. You want to get that down. You want to be able to talk to people. And there's plenty of ways you can present Manatech to people. You can even use tools where you're really not very presenting at all. You just basically introduce them and then close them. But you want to develop some presentation skills, because the one thing they're investing in besides Manatech is they're investing in you. You're their leader. So you want to be able to sell yourself as well. And then closing. How do I close somebody? That's important. So develop those, commit to those skills. Again, become a professional. Give yourself, work on them so you can give yourself an A in each of the four core. Three, habits. Engage in simple habits daily for 1 year without exception. That's a great concept. Because I know we get lazy, especially as we get older, because we're like going towards retirement and people just get kind of lazier. They don't work as hard as they used to. I see that happening in my life sometimes because I have a lot of distractions. But they're not really necessarily distractions. I do a lot of mission work. I have a lot of things that are really important to me, church work and Bible studies and things like that. Well, I just have to be more, you know, determined. I just have to be much more cognizant of time management. So I have to look at my habits and say, how can I structure these habits so they're not robbing me of my effectiveness? Because I still want to grow my Manatech business. Because it's important to me. It's important to me not because I'm going chasing money per se. It's important to me because I know what these products do in people's lives. And I have a heart and passion health M5M. So mine's a heart of contribution. Yours could be early on in the stages, Mary Jo, I just quit my job. I have to earn X dollars in the next six months. I go, I got it. Let's go make it happen. I love people who do that. I don't like the fact that they get totally stressed out at times, but I think sometimes stress is a good generator of activity. It's like when you put yourself in that position, it has to work, doesn't it? When you put yourself in a position where it has to work, that's a great incentive. Some people just kind of play at Manatech because it doesn't have to work for them, blah, blah, blah. Well, I just question that and go, well, how many people are you denying the opportunity to have great health and be able to participate in this great mission with us and be in community with in this great company because you're not sharing enough? That's my question. So get out there and let's make a difference. Habits. So have baseline habits. Shoulds become must. Shoulda, coulda, woulda. You know, if there's three words you can leave out of your path, I can give you a bunch of them, but these are popular ones. Shoulda, coulda, woulda. I never use those words in my vocabulary. If it ever pops up, I mean, I've disciplined myself, but, you know, if it ever pops up, it's like almost hearing a cuss word for me. It's like, you know, somebody scratching on glass, and it freaks me out when I hear it. It's like, oh my gosh, you know, it's so awful. Shoulda, woulda, coulda are garbage words. Get rid of them. Just make a commitment. Don't say I should have. I will. I am. I do. I'm going to make this happen. If only I could. Yeah, what can you do? My favorite concept in that is you can't do anything about the past. You can only do something right now about what's going on in your life right now. And in the next 10 minutes, 10 hours, 10 days, 10 years, that you can do something about. The past is gone. You can't change it. You can't rewrite it. You can't. So why do we carry it forward? So we have habits about living today and live for the future. and behavior we want to do. We want to obviously want to take products every day. We want to share the products with people every single day, talk about them. And that doesn't mean overwhelm people. It just means, wow, I heard your daughter has a health issue. What are you doing about it? I always pursue them first and show a discovery path. And then I enlighten them. Well, you know, God brought it 20 years ago. Some 20 years ago, God brought this incredible breakthrough science into my life. Totally changed my dad's health. Today, I'm turning 65 and I have like perfect health. I'm starting new businesses because I have to figure out what I'm going to do for the next 60 years. I said, what a blessing. I said, I'd love to introduce it to you if you'd like to learn about it. Simple. Talk to people. If they're out of a job, I go, oh my gosh, let me help you. I said, I love this. I have this incredible economic plan for people that helps them get to like $500 to $1,000 in 3 months. I said, would that make a difference if you had an extra cash flow like that in your life? And they go, well, yeah. And I go, okay, let's do it. Right? Engage in that and work with people and personal development as well. You want to always be tied into being a better person. In fact, I always tell people on their to-do list, you ought to start every to-do list at the top should have to be. What is the beingness characteristic you want to work on? And that will help shift you into being an incredible human being who can communicate with anyone, anywhere, any place. Because you become a great listener, you get rid of a lot of your limiting beliefs, so you don't have any, what should I say, rocks in your backpack that you're carrying in life. You're free, and that's why we engage in personal development. Associations, number four, you become the average of the five people you spend the most time with. That's a famous quote of Jim Rohn. I use it in some of my talks today because it's really critically important. You got to start evaluating, who am I spending all my time with? And I'm not saying get rid of all your friends. I'm just saying pick better ones. Pick people. If you want to really grow and you want to be something, you can start going to a Rotary Club. Find some business people that are shrewd business people. Really, those are the people you want to hang with. You want to hang with people that are talented, that have great ideas, that you have respect for. And how do you do that? Well, you can just choose to serve them in some way, shape, or form so you can be around them. I mean, they're always looking for people that, and most of the people that I'm talking about really enjoy sharing their knowledge. I had a couple brand new associates in Manatech not signed up. They actually, Ray Robbins signed them up, put them under Demra, and they showed up to Tuesday Night Live, and they were so excited about what they heard. They asked me if I'd go out to lunch with them after the training on Saturday. And I was like, absolutely. I confirmed it with Ray and Demra, so I wasn't stepping on anyone's toes, but are you kidding? All the knowledge I have and all the excitement, I would love to pour into other people. I love doing that. We just need to do more of that. How do we pour into people? So that's what you want to do. Find people who are more talented than you, more successful than you, and those are the people you want to hang out because you are going to become the average of the five people you spend the most time with, excluding your family. You will become the average of the five people you spend most time with. So some of us need to do that analysis and go, whoops, does that mean you get rid of your best friend? No, you can have a best friend. You just don't spend as much time with them. You start looking and allocating a certain amount of time, right? And you definitely want to get away from anyone that's negative, toxic. Get around people of influence that are positive. It's a choice we make. Everything we enter into, we can either choose positive or choose negative. It's a choice. We don't have to go negative on everything. We can choose positive. I love to talk about what we can do about it. I don't mind, you know, somebody bringing me a problem. I go right into solution mode. Okay, let's figure out what we can do about it. Let's make a difference and do something different. I think that's one of the reasons sometimes people at Manatech call me up and say, Mary Jo, can you get over here? They do calls with me. And, you know, because I'm not hammering Manatech. I'm just saying, wow, what can we do about it? Let's talk about solution. Let's come from solution. What can we do differently? And to keep trying to build off that, that's how you get better, right? So, all right, number five, think bigger. Think bigger. Quit playing so small. Some of you are going, oh, okay, in the next 6 months, I'm going to get to Silver Associate. That's $350 of volume, and it includes yours. Oh, but Mary Jo, I'm only doing it part-time. I said, you're doing it no time. Push yourself. Think bigger. Think bigger about who you want to touch. Think bigger about making a footprint in this world. I mean, I just look at all the people in my organization, and I'm so thankful they listen. And I wasn't necessarily the one, but I helped the people perhaps who taught them, you know, I was their upline that helped, you know, teach them and train them so that they go out and touch other lives. But we have so many people. I just got a phone call from somebody. I mean, it happens all the time, but I just reference it because it happened on Friday. I got a phone call from somebody in Minnesota. I hadn't talked to this woman in probably 5-6 years. And she wrote back to her upline up in Minnesota and said how exhilarating the conversation was. And she's buying everything I suggested for her, doing the protocol I suggested. Isn't that cool? I mean, it was just neat because I hadn't talked to her in 5-6 years. I mean, these are the kind of things you want to touch people's lives. But you have to think bigger. You got to think how big we can be, right? If I dedicate it, I'm thinking so big, and one of the things we do when we think about winning Costa Rica, that's thinking outside the box. That's bigger, right? It's like we want to think bigger. We don't want to think, oh, I'd just be happy if I made an extra $100 a month. No, think bigger. Put another zero at the end of it, $1,000 a month. Shoot for that. You're not going to achieve bigger. You know, did you ever put something down, okay, here's my goal. Did you ever reach beyond that goal? No, most people don't even reach the goal, or they get just to the goal. So, you know, set it high. Set that big mark. You know, push yourself, because even if you don't get there, what if you set that decision? Mary Jo, I'm going to win Costa Rica. I believe you will. Where's your game plan? Put a game plan together, put a strategy together, get a tracker sheet out there, have an accountability partner with you. I mean, it takes a few of those things, and you are off to the races. What if you miss it? Oh, so you grew your downline by 15,000 or 14,000 and you missed Costa Rica. Are you going to be unhappy? Yeah, because you wouldn't have wanted to go to Costa Rica. But the idea is when you think bigger and you push yourself, you're always going to achieve more. So don't settle. Dogs settle for bones when they really want the steak. I don't want you to be a dog settling for a bone because I know you really want the steak. Number 6, let it go. Accountability, right? Maybe there's things on our list. There are things that we're doing today that we just need to release. We need to let it go. We got to quit, you know, putting time and energy in the small stuff and start working on the big stuff. Start delegating some of the things. Let it go. Set up a pattern of behavior. I've already repatterned my life a little bit because of Costa Rica. You know, I saw I was getting lazy doing certain things, so now I'm putting time constraints around when I do this, what I do this, and putting more structure in my life. So I can go out, I can tackle the home stuff without it interfering with my winning the trip. So we want accountability. You want to create positive or negative reward systems around you so that when you fall off the path, there's something, a price you pay. Come up with consequences of not accomplishing things so you really know you pay a price. Because everybody can go, well, you know, I didn't really want to win Costa Rica. It's okay. And I go, what do you mean it's okay? It's not okay. Costa Rica is beautiful. How many of you have been to Costa Rica on this call? It's beautiful. You can take one person with you and have the time of your life in Costa Rica. You can visit the aloe plants. You can plant your own. You're going to go see the M5M project down there. You can go zip lining. You can have the best time of your life in Costa Rica. Some of you are talking yourself out of it right now because you're going, I don't want to work that hard. What is that all about? What is that all about? You know you can do it. Anyone can do it. You just got to let it go. You got to get rid of the things that are out there that are stopping you because there's just a lot of things in our life that just continue to hold us back. And we want to just release those and not allow them to be like the roadblocks. And we rationalize or justify. We love to do that. Well, this wah, wah, wah happened. Well, here, let me give you this story. My brother fell in Milwaukee when he was running on Saturday morning. I'm at the training Saturday morning. I'm on stage for like 3 different parts of the sessions. I'm managing it, in charge of it. I get this phone call. I see it's from Milwaukee where my brother is, and I take it because I know it has to be from my brother or somebody taking care of him. Anyway, he ended up in the hospital, 3 broken leg, blah, blah, blah. The church said, you know, Mary Jo, this is going to be a long rehab. We believe he should be with the family. And I said, well, he can come here. So I have my brother coming down probably by the end of this week. I'm going to be taking care of my brother in his rehab for the next month or two to bring him back to full, you know, full use of his leg. So did I need that in the gist of my Costa Rica trip? Who cares? It happened. What's important to me? My values, right? My brother's important. It doesn't matter. But we could go, oh, here, somebody go, oh, well, I was going to win the Costa Rica trip, but I had to take care of my failing health of my brother, family member. I had to do this, or I had, listen, I had to. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to do anything. Use the word choose every time you say have. Say, no, I choose. I choose to take care of my brother. Doesn't matter. I still can win a trip. That doesn't stop me from winning a trip. It just puts another constraint where I have to be more determined with my time, right? I have to be more dedicated to a time frame. So let go of the things that are getting in your way. Look at your to-do list and go, wow, what do I need to delegate? I got to start getting rid of this. Create positive or negative reward systems. Come up with consequences of not accomplishing it, and enlist your friends and family to support you to get there. One of the ways to do that is invite. I always tell people, when you see these kind of incentives, and I'm just focusing on incentive people, you could say, I already decided I'm not going, blah, blah, blah. Well, then put something out there. Set yourself a goal. It works with any goal you set. Accountability. You got to let go of the things that aren't going to help you get there. But what really helps is if you have friends and family who you enlist to support you to win, to get there. Create a vision. Number 7, create a vision. Okay? You know, this again, people without vision will perish. We need a vision in our life. We need to know where we're going. And some people go, well, Mary Jo, I'm retired. I'm going into retirement. And I go, that is so boring. I don't even like the word retire. I think it should be erased from the face of the earth. Because it's a resignation that you don't have to work anymore. You don't have to put effort forth. Or, you know, what you want to do is you want to be exhilarant about taking on 5 new things. Instead of talking about I'm retired, no, talk about these are the 5 things I'm adding to my life. This is going to be awesome. I can't wait to be doing these things every day and grabbing onto these things. Create a vision of where your life's going. Retirement's not a vision. It's a resignation. So talk about vision. Talk about what are you going to create? Some of you are going, I want to be a presidential director by the end of the year. Awesome. How are you going to do it? You got to get a game plan, right? But you need the vision. Yeah, because the intriguing thing, one of the things Eric Worre said, which I think is so critical, he said, the secret to big, high-level success is people don't join your product. So many of you are like, you're all, you know, in love with Ambertos. I am too. I mean, it totally changed my dad's life, which totally changed my life, not health-wise, but my whole roadmap to my life took a detour because of what happened with my father. I never had any interest in health, and all of a sudden I became a health nut because of my dad. And what these products did to him made me want to take it to the world. So it totally changed my life. So that was created a vision. You want to be really specific about what that vision is. There's, you know, and people are not going to buy in when, you know, we go out there and we want to share about all these science of glycobiology, and I love it too. I could talk about it. I could just close my eyes. I don't need to read any paper. I can give you an hour lecture on glycobiology. But the problem with it is people aren't going to join me because of the product. They're not going to join me because of Manatech, the company. They're not going to join me because of me necessarily, but the aspect of me they join is my vision. And my vision for me and my vision for them, that's what's so cool. And that's why people join. So create that vision. You have to know your vision. You want to be able to explain that. You want to be able to speak it in joy and excitement and thrill of where you're going. That's what people will join. And so your ability to articulate your vision is crucial for the success you have in Manatech. And once you have a vision, what's really important too, without a vision, how do you have a game plan? How do you put a game plan together? So a lot of you out there don't have a vision of where you're going, so you kind of, I just share with people whenever I feel like it. Well, that's no game plan, no vision, no anything. That's just, oh, I'm just going to feel like it. I'll just see if I feel like it. There are people out there hurting all over the place today, and you have an answer to prayer. So go out and share it. But to have that vision of where it's going to get you, where you're going to take it, where you're going to help that person get, right? That's all you want. You can help other people formulate their visions and then support them in the same approach. Game plan, once you have vision, guess what? Then you can start having your game plan. Without a vision, you have no game plan. You have a silly plan. You have something that bears no focus or concentration whatsoever. It's just a scratch, a piece of paper where you put some things down. Because if you don't have a vision, you don't know where you're going, how you're getting there, how fast you're going to get there, anything else. So vision comes first before you put together that game plan. You need action steps daily, weekly, monthly. Like one of the things I've adopted, I'm talking, and Lydia and I both made this commitment. We're talking to one new person every single day. Every day, one person. Do you think that's going to get us to Costa Rica? You bet. You bet. I did it 1 month last year in July, and I signed up 8 people in 1 month. It's the most sign-ups that I had in 1 month in years. It's just because I decided, I heard, Richard Brooke tell us that we just do one a day. Just talk to one new person a day and see how it carries you. And so I decided, okay, I'm going to start July 1st, and I did it, and 8 new people. So it's about making the decision and commitment to doing it. And does it take a lot of time and energy for you to talk to one new person every day? No. What will take more time is following up with them and giving them materials, doing some kind of presentation, closing them, and then bringing them on board. That might take some more time. But talking to one new person every day is easy, as long as you're breathing and you're getting outside the creature comforts of your house. Yeah, that's what Lydia says. It's easy to do, Mary Jo, but you know what? It's also easy not to do because we get lazy. That's why we need to have a vision of where we're going. We need to have a game plan. We need to put this down. So what's your recruitment game plan? What's your rank advancement game plan? What's your duplication game plan? What's your event strategy? How many people are you getting to manifest with you? That's a big piece of your puzzle of growing your business. What's your training game plan? Wow, you have that success.manatech website, which is awesome. Use it. You get a little checklist, and you just take your new associates and go through that whole website, check, 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 right? Entrepreneurs do not let time be an issue. Even part-time works, you just accomplish the actions in 15-minute segments. In other words, you can fulfill anything you desire, even if you have other things that you're busy doing. You can do it part-time or full-time. Nothing stops you except you, and it's mostly what's going on in your head. Attack your fears. If you're afraid of presenting, he says, do 100 presentations. If you're afraid of calling people, make 500 calls. Guess what? After you do 100 presentations, you make 500 calls, those fears will be gone. They will be gone. And Eric Worre says, every person who has done what they love has struggled with parts of it. In other words, it happens no matter what you do, whatever you choose. And you can have fears around it. I remember the first time I went out and said, I'm going to go to Brazil in the mission field. And it was the first time I really stepped out about 15 years ago when I stepped out to do serious mission work where I didn't even speak their language, right? I needed France. And did I have some fears and trepidation? Absolutely, because I'd never done it. If you've never been in that environment, but for me, it's about I couldn't wait. But it was mostly to overcome my fears. It was mostly because, number one, I feel led to do it. That's how God was leading me to it. But number two, I knew what a difference this makes in people's lives. And there was nothing more important for me to do than that. So it overcame and overrode whatever reservations I had about me, my ability to communicate, my consternations about the language barrier, safety issues, anything else that might have arisen, they're all gone because I focused on the results. So I want you, too, to focus on that result, right? We're going to struggle with parts of us, of all of the approach of networking, going out and talking to people and meeting new people and breaking the ice. We'll struggle with all of that. That's acceptable. It's okay. It's called being human. But when you fall in love with what you're accomplishing and you fall in love with the differences you make in people's lives, the struggle's worth every bit of it, every bit of it. So go out there and do it. And number 9, what's our 9th one? He says, decide to work your, I'll say the word but. That's what he actually wrote in his thing. I copied what he wrote. Okay. Work hard at it, right? Put your time and energy into it. Yeah. We look at, falling in love with the process. If you want to be the entrepreneur, fall in love with the process. And that process is pretty clear. We talk about the 4 core. We talk about the steps we take. We talk about going out there. We talk about sharing, presenting, all that kind of stuff. But the victory is always in the results that we create, right? The victory is always there. When we get somebody new started on a product, I just got a phone call the other day with a gal that had an autoimmune condition, and within 6 weeks she was feeling very different. And it was such a blessing. I mean, but we've heard this 100,000 times in Manatech. For those of us who have been involved since the early stages, we know what we know what we know. We know that the impact these products can have on people's health. And it's so incredible. And I see the people in my church. You know why I keep doing this 23 years later? I see people in my church, my pastor's wife, another, you know, a dozen other people that they're, I mean, there are at least two or three of them that wouldn't even be around. My belief is they wouldn't even be around today. They would have been long gone years ago. But not only are they here, but they're vivacious. They have energy. In fact, one of them came up to me at church about 3 weeks ago, and she goes, "You know, Mary Jo," she says, "I just can't believe it. You know, I'm 70 now, and I was, my health was 10 times worse before I met you, and look at me now." And I mean, and you just smile. Why? When you can get those kind of comments from people, you know that all the work is worth every bit of it. Even if you just had one of those people, you know, the work is worth it. But we have the ability to impact lives everywhere. So there's a victories in the results. And the other thing I love so much about this business, which all of you do too that have been in it, you know that we build incredible relationships. Some of my best friends are Manatech Associates, right? My organization is so awesome. We have prayer groups. We do so much for each other. You know, it's too bad they're aging so much, so I go to more funerals these days than others. But the idea is that we have so much love for each other. We'll cry, you know, I'll drive, you know, 5 hours to go out to a small town in West Texas to go to a funeral. Because why? Because we're great friends. We build incredible relationships. So it's not just the results. Call it the R&R, results and relationships. That's why we do this. It's awesome. Making contribution to other people's life and knowing the results it has in your own family. When you look around at your own family members, all of you have given products and have people in your family signed up, or you're gifting the products. I think when you get to a certain level where you're making so much money, you know, they kind of have an expectation you're going to buy it for them. And that's okay too, because it's a greater contribution than most of the other things I could give them. I'd rather do that than buy presents, right? Because this is one of the greatest gifts I can give them. So, but you see the grandkids and how great they're doing, and there are no drugs, no pharmaceuticals in their lives, and it's just amazing to see this because it's an anomaly in our society today. But we have the opportunity to make a difference in our family's life as well. So does that give us incentive to work our butts off? Does that give me incentive to continue to put my time and energy and dedication into doing this business? Absolutely. So here's a quote out of what Eric Worre wrote. He said, "The secret to success is I did not live within the expectation of anyone who coached me or played with me. I rose above the expectation." Rise above. Choose your success level. Build a vision that's bigger than you. And then find somebody who will support you and never let you settle for less. That's important. You're going to find plenty of people that are going to be those crabs in the jar that when you start trying to crawl out of the jar, they're going to clip you and bring you back down. That's what crabs do, you know. That's a great experiment you can use. Plenty of those around you. But you want to find a person, whether it's your upline, crossline, somebody you're doing it with, and just who will never let you sell out. They're never going to let you settle for less because they know you have tremendous capacity to help go out there and change people's lives. And yours in the process. That's the beauty of this. Most of the contribution work, when I go out in the mission field and spend the hours and hours doing that, you know, my reward is just the exhilaration, which is, I don't want to limit it and say it's not much. But in this business, this gift in this business is that not only do you get exhilarated by the people's lives you've changed, but you get paid. You get paid more money just to be a good person, to care about other people, to go out there and help them build income, build a business, build their health. You get paid to do that. It's like a charity where you're getting paid. That's pretty phenomenal. So, all right, guys, so that's it, 9 pillars to success. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you marked down where you felt, where in this process do you feel a little weakness? Did you feel Mary Jo might have tweaked you this morning? That's my job, to tweak you, to give you, you know, heads up where you might be falling back, and underline those, circle those, and that's what you want to work on. Work on those. Overcome. Be an overcomer, right? Okay, everybody, great. Anyone, comments, questions? Okay, everyone, we'll talk to you next Monday. Be on the call. More trainings as we head towards Manifest, but make sure to get yourself registered for Manifest. We're going to have a blast. I can't wait to see you all there. It's my one time a year I get to see all you guys from the hinterland, so I'm praying they all decide to come and join me at Manifest and have a great time. Bye, everyone.
Mary Jo.
Yeah.
This is Linda.
And
hi. I would like to help you reframe your word for retire. The way I see retire is that you get new tires to go faster.
I love that. That's good. Retire, like retiring your car, right? I'm going to put new tires on that car so I can not only go faster, but be more directed and more focused, right? Because, you know, those old tires make you wobbly and kind of go off the path. So I like that. Great. That's a good one. Thank you, Linda. I appreciate it. Amen.
Mary Jo, this is Carol. What was your phrase again? Retirement is not something, it is something. What was it you said?
I have no idea. You're going to have to go back and listen to that, because when I'm done with my talk, I don't write down everything I said. It's just whatever comes to me as I'm doing that talk, okay? So you're going to have to, yeah. Review that. Lydia will have it posted in the next 15 minutes. Go back and listen to that part. But it is, most people, when they look at retirement, they look at, like, that's when they don't have to do any work anymore. It's the end of contribution. It's the end of, you know, and I just look at it like, no, that's when your life is exhilarant. Because to me, and I've been speaking this up a lot because I just started a new entity where I'm going out and helping people with mental mindsets and stuff, you know, and I'm just going, why would I take all the knowledge I've accrued in these 65 years, because this year I turned 65 this year, why would I just go golfing with it, or live on the beach? I mean, you know, it's like, it just gives me a sense of guilt almost. I mean, I want to be out there. I want to imbue all the knowledge and education I've had through all the experience of my life and totally pour into people, young people, like the couple I met after the training on Saturday. They're in their 20s. They're newlyweds, just got married like a year and a half ago. And I want to imbue in them all this information that I can help so they don't potentially have to go through some of the traps that I fell into in life, right? It's so valuable, our information we have. So,
Hey, anyway. Hi, this is Martha. Thanks for the great call. I wrote down that come out of retirement because it's a resignation. You said the word resignation.
Okay.
And
good.
I wrote down from life. And also, it's like a resigning to selfishness, you know, just living the rest of our life for ourselves.
Right. It is. That's good. Thanks, Martha. It is. It's like, you know, and I'm not denying, trust me, none of this means I'm not in judgment of people that decide to, you know, my mom and dad retired, moved to Sun City, West Arizona, and my dad loved golfing until he got sick, and my mom, but even in that environment, you know, my mom was working as a hospital assistant, and she was doing teachings, and she was doing some sewing work because she was a dress designer before she got married, and she didn't get married until she was 30, so that's a lot of years of being a model and dress designer. She's beautiful. And so I mean, it's just like have that heart of contribution, and we have such a great vehicle with Manatech. So don't resign yourself to just, now I don't have to do anything. I can just stay at home and read books and watch television. Wow. Come on, man. You have so much to offer. Let's go make it happen. Okay, everybody. Love you. Have a great week. Talk to you next Monday. Bye, everyone.
Bye.